This is an Enterprise Times podcast. My name is Steve Brooks, and today I'm talking to Brian Milrine, Group Strategy Director at Brookson, and Andrew Bate, Advanced Analytics Manager at Brookson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're here at Alteryx Inspire this week, and Brookson has implemented several aspects of Alteryx to differentiate your accounting services. First of all, can you tell me a little bit about Brookson and what it is or who they are, and how is it different, and how do you use Alteryx?
Brookson is a digital platform into the flexible workforce sector. We've got a range of services from procurement, payroll, accountancy services, and also financial services. In the Brookson One division, for instance, we have online accountancy like a Xero, but more tailored towards the professional contractor. We use Alteryx, really, for us, it's kind of more than advanced analytics. It's more than data science. It's about digital transformation. So we've used Alteryx to really underpin our digital platform as a digital transformation kind of engine.
When you talk about workforce sector, you're talking about sole traders mainly?
Actually, contractors working with large end clients are working with banks, working in the oil and gas sector, nuclear, so not independent freelancer, more contractors working with large end clients.
And you mentioned Xero, so do you have your own accounting system that you provide to clients?
We have our own online portal, which rather than Xero, which is very much about accountancy, we've got an online portal that gives you more answers about what you can take out safely. Effectively, it's daily management accounts reconciled and translated in a way that would mean something to a one-man limited business, not giving them accountancy software. We try and give them advice and the answers, and we do all the bookkeeping, so we do all the matching, the automated bookkeeping that underpins it, far more of advisory than a Xero product.
And how do you leverage Alteryx?
We leverage Alteryx because fundamentally what's going on to underpin our service is we are linking to a multitude of different ecosystems. We get bank feeds, we are linked to a financial services platform, we've got accountancy software underpinning it. When you look under the bonnet, what makes our service, although it's a bit like a swan on the top and you can see the answers and it looks very simple, underneath there's a multitude of systems of systems. What Alteryx is doing is effectively binding all those different systems, getting the data from the systems, binding them all together, shaping it, doing things like automated bookkeeping. And even now, it's actually looking where your personal tax position is compared to your company position and calculating how we can optimize your tax, how we can help you. So it's doing all that massive amount of shaping that goes into a accountancy slash financial services business.
So which components of that does Alteryx actually do, and which components do some of the other technologies you have do?
Shall I just take you on a bit of the journey with how we've implemented Alteryx, and it'll tell you a bit of what's been replaced. If we dial back 8 years, we've got all these systems and we've got people taking reports out of systems, shaping spreadsheets and then putting them back into systems. And that's a whole industry that's going on. And that really is the core of what a lot of accountants do. You've got some core systems, but you need to get it out and you work it in spreadsheets to do the matching, to calculate the tax calculations and give the advice. So our first step was to get everything into a data warehouse to start do Excel-based reporting kind of using SQL. And that was the first part of understanding I can get my head around how automation works. You know, I'll get things in a data warehouse and use this SQL skill set in order to start, one, automating that Excel work, but also giving visibility into all those different systems. And then we did an exercise to say, well, okay, this is fantastic. I can see how we can really automate, change the business. How are we going to scale this up? We did a supply and demand exercise and found out that actually we had 2 data analysts at the time. We'd need another 30 data analysts to do this. So it just was not going to stack up. That's when we brought Alteryx in to help us with getting information out of a system, shaping it and putting it back into the information, and really automating a lot of what we had accountants doing. So Alteryx has that really critical, effectively, digitalization of process, and that's what we're using it to do. The game changer with Alteryx is we couldn't afford to get 30 data analysts in, and the fundamental problem with getting data analysts in to solve the problem is they don't understand accountancy. But if we get Alteryx and we give it to the accountants in the business and people in the processes, suddenly they could do the data stuff and use the tool, and we didn't need another 30 data analysts. We were using the people in the business to start to use Alteryx. You're augmenting them to an extent where, yes, they were really great at those spreadsheets, but now suddenly they've got this tool, they can just do things faster. So the classic example was to do a financial reference, an accountant would go into a system to get some data, another system to get some more. They would combine it and they would have a financial reference they could give give to a customer to go and get a mortgage. These guys were brilliant at doing spreadsheets, and it was highly efficient, but it still took half an hour to go and do that process. With Alteryx, it took us a couple of weeks to build and a month to test, and now something that took half an hour is done in seconds. And it was really straightforward for us to do it at velocity because of the no-code platform. So now we will go on to the Alteryx Gallery and server, you will type in a customer number, and you will get that reference back in seconds, and that's your 3,500 of those per annum. When you look in the business, there's hundreds of those examples, and that's really what we're using Alteryx to do.
What difference are you making to your customers? How do you capture that?
So the vision has always remained the same since the foundation of Brooks, and we want to keep our customers safe. We want to keep them safe from the tax man, make sure they've set enough aside to pay the taxes when they fall due and they don't fall into financial difficulty. We want to keep them safe and informed about compliance in the marketplace, making sure they understand their employment status, make sure they're getting the best tax position. And that's always been the case. It's just, I think with where we are now, we can start to do a better job of that by just augmenting that capability and fundamentally changing where we spend our money, less on that repetitive Excel-orientated work and all about customer engagement. So the way we're measuring this and our success will be about customer engagement. Now, how many times are we now speaking to the customer a year, not about transactional process, about advice? That is the measure of success.
One other element as well is that because of Alteryx and because of the velocity in terms of data apps that we're able to give to our customer advisory team and our business advisory team, when a customer rings up, it's much less likely that they need to transfer to different departments to find out more information. Now they're ringing up and have one place that has all that information. Even if it's not on the original call that they started with, suddenly they'll ask another question bespoke. Well, that advisor can then load up a different Alteryx quick run within seconds. That information is there, rather than right, I'm just going to place you on hold before moving to department. That level of knowledge and that ability to consolidate data there is perfect for the customer, because one stop shop and all the questions have been answered.
You talk about doing 3,500. What's the potential market though? Because it must be a lot larger, and that's what you're aiming for surely in terms of a business.
We're not in the same market as Xero. That is software for an SME. You hear the adverts on TV with FreshBooks and Xero that it's super simple. Actually, it's still accountancy software and it is still quite hard. You know, yes, I know the expenses are easy, but you've then got the accounts to do and all the matching, and it can be a bit of a challenge. Our contractors are far simpler businesses that allows us to do this more automated, supported service. There's nobody with this kind of technology in our niche market. We're out there competing against the high street accountants that are still really doing things in spreadsheets. There is a big market out there, and we can see the change coming that we can see across all industries is that now people want more and more of an online solution.
And you've talked about how it's changed the organisation internally, but I understand through the portal you've actually changed it for the customer as well, and delivering customer value is really important nowadays. How have you done that?
Certainly on our portal now we have smart tiles that appear. Alteryx is generating that alert, so it's looking at all the information underneath and saying, do you know what, hey, you've not claimed expenses, here's a smart tile, so please go and look at this guidance. It's directly influencing the portal, and what we're just launching now is, because it's augmenting our capability, we're rolling out an advisory document now. And the advisory document is an automated process to give information to the accountant, but then the accountant reviews it and then they can go engage directly with the customer. So what we're trying to do is augment the accountant skill set to do less in terms of data shaping, to spend as much of the time as they can analysing that first output from the algorithm, then actually engaging with the customer. The vision is to use Alteryx to take away that repetitive process so we can invest more in accountants directly engaging. One of the ironies with all this technology, our vision for the future, we're using technologies like Alteryx to shape, to bind, to automate away that mundane process, that we could see a future where our ideal service is almost for us to be a bit invisible, where we've got a lot of Alteryx doing the work from combining with the ecosystems, doing a lot of automation of the bookkeeping, so we can absolutely maximise engagement with the customer. What would be great for me is if the future people don't have to go onto our portal, they don't have to use our Xero equivalent, because we've got enough intelligence in there that we can spend all our cost on somebody phoning up the customer and engaging directly. The future app is no app if we get all this right.
Andrew, in terms of the analytics that you're now driving within your organisation, what are you hoping to do next? What are you hoping to deliver internally?
Internally, it's to continue that journey. There's so much more that we can do in terms of automating the mundane. it's one of the key things that I really love about Alteryx is you can automate the mundane to promote the creative. So you're getting people not doing that daily task and that mundane task, and then they're able to concentrate on new and innovative ways to engage with that customer, make that customer more compelled to stay with Brookson and work with Brookson to make their accounts a lot more easier to work with. What we're aiming to do in terms of the rest of it is then maybe look into doing more advanced analytics rather than just the automation. But to reduce the amount of mundane tasks is still prime for us.
Once you've got the advisory document, there's a pivot on that, that the advisory document is that customer view, but we also look at it on a global view. What our accountants have is they have a portfolio analysis, so now they can target those customers that were overdrawn. If a customer goes overdrawn, and I'm not just talking from a bank perspective, I'm talking from an accounts perspective, if that customer no longer has enough cash to pay the tax man, they've not set enough aside, we can see that the day it happens, and the accountants have their portfolio analysis where they can start to run campaigns to target those customers that are overdrawn.
Technically, are you talking global as an international? Because are you just servicing the UK market, or are you talking holistic?
We are just servicing the UK. What I meant there is the Alteryx will provide a document for the customer to see their view, but then we also look at it. When I say global, I mean a global population of our customers. The accountants have their portfolios. They can see across their portfolio to who's in need of special attention or where there's opportunity, and they can then target at that global customer position to then give that personal view of the data to the customer.
I've covered and used finance software for decades, literally, unfortunately. You're tantalising in the sense you're almost approaching the nirvana of replacing spreadsheets within the organisation, potentially. How have you managed to do that, and how far on that journey have you gone? And can you prize the beloved spreadsheet from accountants, do you think?
I can see this being the Excel killer. Excel's an amazing tool, and it was such a game changer when it came in. Before, back when I was auditing, we were doing the kind of the ledgers, and Excel came along, and that was a game changer. The reason it was such a game changer is it was a citizen orientated tool we could all pick up. This has that same capability of being citizen orientated. That means it's incredibly powerful, and it is such an amazing step up from Excel, because it's just the complexity you can go to and the drag and drop and the tools is incredible. The other factor in play here is we've all got increasingly decent systems with APIs that you can get information out. Those key ingredients are there. If you can get the information out via APIs, you've got the shaping tool and put it back in, you can see that full journey. We are trying to eradicate Excel in the business. It's going to be a big year for us this year. I think we came of age in terms of the online portal a number of years ago, and I think now we're coming of age in terms of the Alteryx capabilities. This is the year that we are launching and rolling out the advisory document and that augmented accountant to try and really step up the advice we're giving. We're mature from an Alteryx capability. We've been using it for 4 years. It's now about really using that to deliver a fundamentally different customer experience. We've made inroads into that, but it's certainly not complete at this point.
I'm also assuming that Alteryx delivers the potential to scale and the governance aspect that sometimes is lacking within spreadsheets.
Yes, to an element. So one of the journeys that we did when we started with Alteryx, we had that the governance was actually our blocker. It was very high governance and there wasn't that much production. Alteryx give us a bit more freedom to reduce that governance without reducing too much of the risk, and then went through. What we did realise is that because the velocity just came at such a pace, the governance had to go in. Now, I come from a section of Brookson which had immense amount of spreadsheet work in VBA code coming through everyone's ears, and the frustration of when it just decided that it wanted to crash on you and you had to start the whole process again. Now, that is probably at around 90% automation within Alteryx rather than Excel. And the governance behind that, now a lot of people is able to produce these fundamental Excel spreadsheets without needing the governance that is held within Alteryx. All they do is just click a button, click the definitions, using the interface that we've governed. They can't then manipulate formulas, manipulate date ranges. They have to use predefined. The interface within Alteryx has given us that ability, and the accuracy and what we're producing and sending back out is incredibly high.
Yeah, so I think when you start with Alteryx, you do have a bit of a similar kind of governance issue that you have with Excel. You're using Alteryx Designer, you're building workflows, but they are still held at the desktop level. And also, you have an explosion of workflow generation and adding business value, and you have those same problems that one version of the truth are people repeating the same workflows, and that's then when you find a need for Alteryx Server. So what you start to do is you complete a workflow, you upload it to the gallery, you start to have your version control. When people are running workflows, the people in the business who are running the workflows are doing that through the gallery. So they're not actually using Designer directly. They're just pressing the buttons and running the workflows. And you have your developers doing the Alteryx designing and upload it, and you've got the version control. Then you've got another really interesting aspect where you start to build macros and tools yourself. You initially start with, say, a very wide workflow, and then you look at all your workflows and you find certain elements of commonality, and you create a tool and you lock it down. As you develop with Alteryx, yeah, you start to use more and more pre-built tools yourself, and that allows you to start to get that one version of the truth and stop the variability, and also, again, make it even quicker. And then finally, you upload it into kind of Alteryx server, and that's where you've got that great version control and also just control about who can access what.
Sounds like you're answering one of my questions early in terms of what would you do differently, and it sounds like maybe one of the things you do differently is to introduce Alteryx server earlier in the process. Is that true, and is there anything else you would have done differently during the process?
What we'd probably want to do differently is just almost put a control on the velocity of how much we released so soon. This is absolutely nothing more than just learning on the journey. If we had zero knowledge of Alteryx and how to implement it, we'd probably fall under the same traps. This is amazing. We're able to get a significant amount of analytics and process automation out very quickly to make people's lives easier. But what we realise is that there's a support element that does come into it. When variables do need to change, we're having to change multiple sections. Whereas if you can control that with macros at the start, control that with a little bit more governance in terms of the variables, we can just release one product that is available for everyone, rather than their own bespoke products for their department or team.
There is a balance on that, because almost what it sounds like you're suggesting is almost a waterfall approach where you define everything up front rather than the agile approach, which I think you probably adopted as you've rolled out Alteryx, and there's always a balance between the two, isn't there?
Alteryx is fully always agile, and that's one of its strengths. You can run it, you can make a change, and it's always that very iterative, agile approach. Where we fell into a bit of a trap is there was just such an explosion of business value. It's great, let's do that new thing, okay, yeah, you know, and just cross the business. Again, we rolled Alteryx out into operational areas. This was a case of the remit was, here you go, here's Alteryx, have a go and see what you can do. And we had an explosion of just business value coming back, and we just went with that, and we kept on going with that. And then all of a sudden, you find a lot of these workflows are now part of the key process, and these kind of supports coming in, and you just think, ah, well, do you know what, I've not governed it, I've not done it in quite the way that I need to, and we were just backtracking a bit.
How did you regain control? Because that's an interesting thing in terms of, it sounds like it was almost a runaway success, but it was that runaway you needed to get under control. So how did you regain control?
We really just had to pull back on the new stuff, and there was a period where that workflow to create new business value, we just had to pull back and focus a bit in terms of, yeah, let's get the governance in, let's focus on support, and it just petered off the new stuff while we focused on the governance, and then we got the right balance and we were back to it. But there was definitely some hiatus lost during the period while we got control of all the governance.
One of the major things that we did do, we centralized analytics. So even though that we had citizens out there, every single person was building their own and releasing it through. What we've now got, we've got a dual server, we've got a development server and a production. So those citizens are able to put it onto the development for us to migrate onto the production. And now we've also got a specialised Alteryx team in terms of it, where they're the highest levels of citizens. They've migrated now not to become business users, me being one of the first ones, gone from the business user data citizen to being one of the key analytics. That centralised team is where the majority of the high projects come through. Now we know that we can use a level of governance rather than and controlling that velocity and governance spectrum that I try and.
Sounds like you've overlaid a kind of DevOps processes within your organisation.
I started this journey initially getting that high impact with Alteryx. I thought, well, the future is just going to be having Alteryx out there in ops and have citizens using Alteryx. The governance challenge, and also the fact that there's some users became so advanced and so good at it, it was actually a case of, well, no, we're going to change the approach that we're now going to have a dedicated Alteryx developers and still some citizens out there in the business, but yet we have that dedicated developers. They're still people from a background that they understand business, they understand process, but they are dedicated now, and yet that really helped with the governance, and I think that's the right balance. You always want Alteryx directly in ops to an extent, but then you need your expert team at the same time.
Sounds like that was something that Excel missed almost, that controlling thing, really, didn't it? Alteryx isn't the only technology you use. You also use, I think, Squirrel and Tableau and an IBM application. How do they fit into the puzzle?
the way I see them all coming together is that intelligence engine. Tableau is the visualization tool. It's an interesting one that when you first start on this journey, the more comprehensible technology is something like Tableau. Everybody gets graphs and visualizations. It's great technology out there, so you get that in and you really quickly get to your dashboard. But then you realize that what you actually really want underneath is all that shaping. It's the joining of the data. It's all the data sources underneath. So Tableau will get you that visualization. And another interesting journey that we went on was that initially people said, oh yeah, we all want dashboards. That would be great. And with Tableau, you can explore and you can drill down. And we gave them these dashboards. The next thing was, well, you know, I don't really have time to drill and explore down. Could you just give me this specific dashboard? And then after a while, they said, well, I can't really be bothered going to a dashboard. Could you just email me the exception so that I can go and action it? And then it's kind of, well, you send me these emails, and I know I need to go and action it, but can you not just get on and action it? So the journey you go into is almost the future of visualization. There's no visualization once you get all that shaping underneath. That's why Alteryx is, for us, the most important tech, because, yes, there's visualization, and people can get it, but it's a small part of that. And then what I'd say with Squirrel, so Squirrel is a fascinating area, because what Tableau is doing, and Alteryx to an extent, is we're talking about mainly working with structured data. If I look at the structured data within my CRM system, it can tell me my call drivers and get that. You put it in Tableau, you do some kind of shaping, and great, I can see what's going on. But quickly you realize how limited structured information is. And then you look at the email traffic you've got in, and all the answers are in your emails. And there's a massive amount of detail within there, but the challenge is it's unstructured data. What Squirrel is, it's a bit like a Tableau, but for unstructured data. But interestingly, that's where a lot of the gold is. It's understanding that customer conversation. What Squirrel does is it analyzing my emails. I can use it for kind of sentiment analysis. I can do text analysis that massively enriches my structured data with the unstructured. Alteryx delivers the Tableau data sources. We do limited data shaping within Tableau. And I also have Alteryx going into the Squirrel API to extract out keyword analysis to understand the conversation of our customers and to work out customer next best action. They come together, and then the OCR technology we use is IBM. Where that fits is, well, if I can get an information and that I can't get via an API, not in there, I need to turn it into digital information. And we use IBM OCR to do that. Again, kind of interestingly, each of the IBM tool and Tableau have data shaping capabilities, but we don't use those capabilities. So what we use in IBM is for good clean fingerprinting to get the data, but then we do a lot of the shaping in Alteryx. It's so fast and such a good tool for it, we don't use a lot of that capability.
What's next?
This year, it's very much about consolidating, getting the advisory elements out there. But what next is the future app is no app. What could be really exciting in the years to come is, rather than going on to raise an invoice, we link with your agency, your recruitment business that sends the invoice. Rather than claiming expenses, we're geotagging your phone to work out your mileage and automatically claim your expenses. We're already linked into your bank account. All that data shaping and all the linking with all those different ecosystems comes together to deliver that service where we're invisible in the background, so you don't have to worry about going onto portals, but you get a call when you need a call to say, this is the situation, this is what you need to do, and we've got it all in hand, or you know, we need to optimize, we need to keep you safe, all those areas. I think it's delivering on that, a vision which would be an absolute game changer compared to the people out there sinking in spreadsheets and not knowing where they're up to financially. If I look then as a business, it's about that capability. So where could we take this business? I don't think we have to stay in the accountancy space. At the moment, with a digital platform for the whole flexible workforce vertical. So we're doing procurement technology, we're doing payroll services, and let's use those capabilities to deliver that same vision of linking with people and just taking away the need for inputting and going on to software. Yeah, there's exciting stuff ahead.
Thank you very much.
No, thank you.
Great.